Nolte, Joe Biden's denial of DNC mask mandate is pure panic. By John Nolte on September 3, 2020. Joe Biden is becoming so defensive, he's being forced to blatantly lie about his own call for a nationwide mask mandate. "We'll have a national mandate to wear a mask," Slow Joe said during his acceptance speech at the Democrat National Convention. "Just so that there's no confusion, allow me to repeat exactly what Rapey Joe said during a nationally televised speech. We'll have a national mandate to wear a mask. There's no nuance in that. No ambiguity. Just the week prior to that, he said, "Let's institute a mask mandate nationwide. It will save lives." He added, "Every single American should be wearing a mask when they are outside for the next 3 months at a minimum. Every single American. Every single one of us. Even when we're outside, for the love of Pete. Let me tell you right now, I'm not wearing a mask outside. No way in hell." Anyway, China Joe said all of this in front of the whole world. He called for all of this in front of the whole world. It's on tape. There's video. And now, he's lying about it. Says he never said it. Who me? He's a big believer in the Constitution all of a sudden. Well, maybe he doesn't remember. He's getting on, you know? He's also in a bit of a panic. Lots changed since I wrote this back in June. It's Biden on defense now. It's Biden trying to catch up to President Trump. It's Biden who looks erratic, unsure, unsteady, and unfit. It's Biden chasing around the country, running to Kenosha. Trying to pretend he suddenly cares about all these Democrat-run cities on fire at the hands of his own supporters and terrorist groups like Black Lives Matter and Antifa. The more Biden is forced out of his Delaware bunker, the older and dumber and more unsteady he looks. At the same time, though, after a disastrous summer, Trump appears to have found his stride. The riots were organized by the left, winked at by Democrats, and encouraged by the corporate media, all in an effort to doom Trump's re-election chances. Yep, you read that correctly. The organized left, Democrats, and the corporate media declared war on America and Americans to win an election. Well, the organized left, Democrats, and the corporate media forgot life isn't Twitter. Decent people are horrified by the violence and even more horrified Joe Biden, the leader of one of America's only two political parties, sided with and encouraged this terrorism. Said nothing about the violence, even as it unfolded during a four-day convention that basically said America deserves to be assaulted like this. Racist bitch asked for it. Now the polls are swinging Trump's way. So is the smart money. And Joe Biden is making mistakes and lying and chasing behind Trump crying, "Me too. Me too." Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.